Okay, on FM, on digital radio and online, this is Metro Radio. And right now, it's time to catch up with all the latest. At just after 5 o'clock, here is Rebecca Dixon.
More strikes over pension reforms could now be avoided. It's after union leaders held talks with government officials to discuss the changes. The largest civil service union, the PCS, has rejected a new deal, saying nothing's changed since last month's strikes. But ministers appear to have reached an outline agreement with health workers and some local government workers. Now, an 11-year-old from Washington who's raised thousands for charity has been rewarded with a trip to South Africa. Dylan Ward, who's made more than $3,000 for Macmillan Cancer Care, got to go on the trip as part of Noel Edmonds' Christmas presents show. His mum Anne-Marie's been telling Metro all about the trip to see Dylan's favourite animals.
It really is hard to put into words. I mean, it's just to see the penguins in the natural habitat and not like in the snow as people think, to be actually on a hot country on a beach with a penguin at your feet. It's just the most amazing sight.
The A689 at Rushyford near Chilton has now reopened after a serious crash between three cars earlier today. One woman is in hospital fighting for her life after the accident. And Metro Sport now with Chris Conway.
Newcastle boss Alan Pardew's explained a bit more about why Hatton Ben Arfa didn't feature against Swansea.
We know he's got a little bit to do, yeah. But there's been no rift, no problems, and press are trying to make some sort of scene out of it. But there is none, really. Trained well today. And, you know, I'll introduce him when I think the time is right.
Well, the midfielder could replace Johan Kabay against West Brom on Wednesday, with Mehdi Abid and Haris Vukic also in with a shout. But Ryan Taylor and Peter Lovenkranz are both out injured. Meanwhile, Sunderland boss Martin O'Neill says he's really pleased with his team's work rate against Spurs.
We were charging forward at the end, still trying to get a goal. You know, despite the fact, as I mentioned earlier, that Tottenham had one or two chances maybe to put the game beyond us. But while it wasn't beyond us, we were still fighting.
O'Neill tasted his first defeat as Black Cats boss yesterday after a goal from Roman Pavlyuchenko saw Spurs run out 1-0 winners.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. It's not just your car that needs to be reliable.
Well, the shower's drying up, but freezing temperatures overnight to get the ice scrapers ready for tomorrow morning. Dry and sunny later on tomorrow, though, but still chilly at just 4 degrees. There's more on Metro at 6 and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.